Fox News found itself in an almost impossible spot after election night 2020. The network had just called the key state of Arizona for the Democrat, Joe Biden. Then all hell broke loose. Now a $1.6 billion defamation suit against Fox by a voting technology company is revealing more about how the network acted behind the scenes, including its CEO. NPR's David Folkenflik joins me. Hey, David.
Hey, Mary Louise.
Take us back to November 2020. What did all hell breaking loose look like for Fox?
Well, it was an intense moment. You had President Trump and his allies essentially denouncing Fox, which had been this very receptive channel for the Trump campaign, publicly as well as privately. A lot of pressure being brought to bear on Fox's journalists, its anchors, the Murdochs, who are the controlling owners, and Fox started to bleed viewers. You ultimately saw a couple of things. First, Fox, weeks later, ultimately purged two editors who were involved in the call of Arizona for Biden, although they never took back that call. And you saw many hosts chasing Trump loyalists, their core Fox viewers. Some even went all in, like Lou Dobbs, who's now gone from the network, Maria Bartiromo, Jeanine Pirro, and some others still there. There was the airing of false conspiracy theories and lies about election fraud from Trump and his allies.
So what have we learned about how Fox responded to this crisis?
Well, Dominion Voting Systems is an election tech company that was at the center of some of these allegations that were ventilated on Fox and given a lot of airtime. They're suing Fox for defamation. Fox says, hey, we're merely covering inherently newsworthy claims by the sitting president and his allies. We got to cover that. But as a result of this suit, as you suggest, we've learned a lot. Suzanne Scott is the CEO of Fox News Media. She warned colleagues, we can't give the crazies an inch. Other executives at the network tried to stop Lou Dobbs and Maria Bartiromo from bringing on Trump's campaign attorneys, Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani, because they just say repeat lies. And NPR earlier revealed an email in which a producer begged colleagues not to let Pirro on the air after the election, saying that Pirro was just recycling untrue conspiracy theories taken from dark corners of the web.
I mean, I guess, David, we already knew that false theories were being aired on Fox. So for the court case, legally, why does this matter?
Well, it goes to this idea of actual malice, which plaintiffs, people suing media outfits, have to prove in defamation and libel cases. The idea is you have to either show they knew that what they were putting out there was false and defamatory or hurtful, or that they acted with reckless disregard. In this case, Dominion's lawyers are arguing this all shows that Fox executives knew what was going on and that they had influence over the shows. They knew that it was wrong. They're now getting contracts to try to prove that the there were profit motives for these executives to get big ratings, but that they also had operational control written into their workplace contracts. You know, Fox's lawyers in court, we've been listening, they've been saying essentially, no, these guys are acting kind of like absentee landlords. They weren't micromanagers in that way.
So quickly, what's the timing? What happens next?
So Dominion is trying to get more questions put to Jeanine Pirro and Sean Hannity under oath. They say that there are 60-some depositions ahead for the next 40 days of the trial process, and there's a court date still in April. A lot of legal wrangling to come.
And NPR Media correspondent David Folkenflik. Thank you, David.
You bet.